I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And so I stand on solid rock. And I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
Well, are we all in it together? I don't think so. That's Letitia James addressing a Mondami rally in a theater in New York with about 3,000 attending. And yes, she is more than willing to pull everyone else into the federal charges she's facing. But do you really want to get in the midst of that? And again, here's a woman who is attorney general and ran on that campaign platform that she was going to nail Donald Trump. And she did go after him. In the meantime, long before Trump appeared, she had been taking out loans on various properties and lying on the reports, according to the fraud indictment. And that's just based on one house. Other parts of it are still under investigation. I would not expect that we're going to see many, very, very many at all, I would imagine, step forward and say, we understand and we will be with Letitia James. She said, but if you come after me, you're coming after all of us here. Which, by the way, Breonna Lineman has a piece in The Federalist today. Well, if the Democrats don't care that Mondami allegedly broke election laws because he's one of them. That's the way it is in that circus. If you're in our tent, oh, yeah, we can go with anything and everything. Well, I don't think we're going to find many that will stand inside that tent once everything starts tumbling down, and it's going to. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, October 14, 2025. And make a note that today would be Charlie Kirk's birthday. And reminding you, with Larry Connors, USA, you do get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We make sure that every hour is filled with more information. So when you begin the program, start taking notes, because when we finish each hour, you're going to know more than you do right this moment. And in fact, later in this hour, we're going to deal with how TikTok is now apparently being used to push sexual stories, sexual predicaments, sexual excitement to minors, but at the same time banning Christian material for minors. These rats are everywhere. I'm telling you, you could burn down the entire barn and they'd still be hiding in there somewhere. Now, I'll remind you that in case you want to watch the program, it's pretty fun. Come on in. How do you watch that? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter, or Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you, you have a cell phone, you've got us in your pocket wherever you want to go. You simply download our free app. News Talk STL. Download it for free. And you can open up that app anywhere in the world, anywhere in the world, and you can hear the program that's on the air at that moment. For instance, say you, at this point, were in South France, the south of France, headed over to Monaco to make some big money at the casinos, right? You hope. Well, you could flip on Larry Connors USA right now by using our app. And, of course, you're going to do that with each program we have. And don't forget, you can always pull up the podcast of each program. The shutdown continues, and we're not seeing anybody really moving. Speaker Mike Johnson.
But we have to have government open and operating to do that. I cannot snap my fingers and go in a back room with Chuck Schumer and say, oh, here's the magic fix for it. It's not how it's going to work. The COVID-era Obamacare subsidy that they're all talking about is supposedly the issue of the day. It doesn't expire until the end of December. And by the way, it is the Democrats who created that subsidy who put the expiration date on it. They did it all on their own. Republicans weren't involved in that at all.
Yeah, weren't involved in it. The Democrats did that. But now they would have you think the Republicans are the ones shutting down the government. They've got some of their own members saying, this is not going well. We thought by now it would be over. You better think again. And, of course, the Office of Bureau of Management, I should say Budget and Management, they are already looking at cutting more jobs and maybe cutting out some agencies, realizing we're doing fine without them. Let's get rid of them. The midterms are coming. And normally something like this goes down. The Republicans are going to get the blame and they're going to suffer at the midterms. But it doesn't seem to be playing out that way this time. I think the left has played the game too many times and the public is fully awake and aware of what's happening. Now, Washington Congresswoman Yaya Paul still says, the fact is, pin the tail on the Republicans.
The reality is the American people get this. You know, I have federal workers who I've met with. I just had a roundtable with a bunch of them. And they are like, Congresswoman, stand strong, because these people want to take advantage of us. They're bullying us. They're threatening us. They're telling us they won't pay us even after the government reopens. And by the way, they already fired 150,000 people before the shutdown ever happened. So I really do think that people understand we are fighting for their lives. We are fighting for the health care of the American people, and we are fighting to reassert our power over what these Republicans are doing to destroy the lives of Americans everywhere.
Yep. That's what she says. I say, no. No, you are not going to lay it at their feet at the Republicans. You guys did it, and you're going to end up paying the price for it. But in her opinion, Republican lawmakers are destroying the lives of Americans everywhere. For just a moment, let's step away from the budget battle. How many American lives have been lost to drugs brought into this country because of Joe Biden's open borders? How many American lives have been lost because of crime by the gangs that have come in? How many American lives have been lost because of tragic DUI accidents or even stupidity from illegals that end up killing an American? And you want to say the lives of Americans everywhere are threatened by the Republicans? It is the same as always. They're going to just make up all the noise they can. We're not buying it. Didn't buy it previously. We're not going to buy it this time either. Now, we'll point this out to you. If you're looking for an opportunity to find a way to save money, well, then maybe if you had a full investigation of where some of the dollars are going, which is what we've all been calling for, right? And yeah, there's some, don't get me wrong, Republicans are also guilty of spending where they shouldn't. And they all have their little pet projects, the pork they want for their districts. I understand that. But a group of Illinois lawmakers got together, state representatives, and they said it is very clear to them tax dollars got funneled into politically connected groups.
I'm Representative Brad Halbrook of the 107th District of Shelbyville. Today, we're turning our attention to a staggering amount of taxpayer money, over $1 billion, that's being funneled into political connected non-government organizations or NGOs. This wasn't uncovered by government watchdogs, but concerned Illinoisans and Republican legislators that our grassroots effort we call DOGE, or the Department of Government Efficiency. Before we show you where the money's going, we need to ask one simple question. Why is government funding NGOs at all?
Mm-hmm.
First, there's no transparency. NGOs aren't subject to the Freedom of Information Act or FOIA. Taxpayers can't see how their money is being spent. Just last week, a lawsuit was filed because the state refused to release a contract detailing how much public money was being sent to specific groups. Second, the budget language is vague and on purpose. These grants are buried under broad terms with little or no detail. Lawmakers are being asked to approve funding without knowing how the money will be used or even who's getting it. Third, the human services budget has been hijacked.
Mm-hmm. I was just getting ready to say, sound like it's all been hijacked. He beat me to the punch. Now, I've been preaching against NGOs ever since we opened up the border. Thank you, Joe Biden, again. And all this money was going down there. Now, there were some that were probably there that truly were altruistic and basically trying to make sure humanitarian needs were being met by the illegals coming across. We don't line them up against a wall and shoot them. And we don't take their kids and ship them off to some homes they've never been before and that's against their will and do things like that. The NGOs were supposedly handling that. But the problem is, they saw the dollar signs before they saw the kids. And they started raking in more and more money. And the Biden administration gave them not only the combination to the safe lock where all the bullion is stored, but just flat opened the door for them and said, come on in, grab what you can while you can. So I like it, the fact that the Illinois lawmakers saying, we found more than $1 billion laundered to politically connected NGOs. By that means politically connected. Is that hard to understand? Of course it's not. And it began back to Illinois State Representative Halbrook.
It used to mean helping seniors, helping single mothers, and people with disabilities. Now it's packed with programs for politically aligned groups offering vague services like parent mentoring, immigrant support, LGBTQ advocacy, and many are race or identity-based initiatives that serve political agendas, not real need. Fourth, this spending undermines real charity. Faith-based groups and private charities are being pushed aside while politically connected NGOs scoop up taxpayer dollars. The government is picking winners and losers and rewarding those who keep the majority party in power.
Now, that at the time, he's referring to what the Democrats were doing. If the Republicans were doing the same thing the Democrats were doing at that point, I would call them out as well. I don't want my dollars, my tax dollars, going into a politically active group operating under an NGO status, non-government organization. And you don't get dollars from us, especially if you're actually an arm of a political party, regardless of which party. Are you hearing me? Regardless of which party. You have to call balls and strikes on this stuff. But they want to just simply try to walk around the edges again and slowly pull more money out. The state representative is correct. The human services budget hijacked. Money that would have gone to helping seniors, single mothers, people with disabilities. Now, he said, it's packed with programs for politically aligned groups offering parent mentoring. What is that? You're a new parent, you don't know how to care for a child. Now, I understand that, because when my wife and I had our first child, we're leaving the hospital, and I turned to her and I asked her, I said, do you think they know we don't know anything about parenting? But of course, if I were, or we were in the process of adopting a child, we'd have to fill out all kinds of paperwork to know that we know what we're doing. In our case, as in many, we're learning on the job. Wasn't pretty sometimes. But these programs, parent mentoring, immigrant support, well, I clearly know where they're going with that. LGBTQ advocacy, yep. And many race or identity-based initiatives, all serving political agendas. We know what that is. You think we're getting out from under the woke culture? I think we might be diminishing it, but I'm not sure we're actually free of their grasp. And I've got a story coming up later that would deal with that specifically regarding TikTok and how they're allowing that Chinese app to continue to push sexually explicit material to minors. But if you're trying to have Christian games played through TikTok, they shut it down. We already know that in China, they're doing everything they can to destroy any remnants of the Chinese religious faction that believes in Christ and Christianity, I should say. In fact, they're cracking down on Christians. They're jailing underground church pastors. Do not expect them at any point to stand up and say, we will protect you. They're not going to protect you. They're not going to protect your kids. I'll break that down for you in more detail as we go through this hour. But coming up next, a great piece from The Federalist on what Trump did that no one else apparently could do. You know what it is. And the left has to suffer through it. Well, we all praise Trump for doing it. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? you need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, we had numerous reports from various organizations pointing out how great it was that Trump was able to step in and announce we have a peace deal for Israel. And many Arab nations, most Arab nations, have signed on to it. Here's how it was reported by NBC.
From the moment he landed in Israel, the words thank you visible from Air Force One and billboards here expressing gratitude. President Trump basked in the praise of a country that credits him more than its own prime minister for today's long-awaited reunions. The president's name echoing through Israel's parliament as he touted his landmark diplomatic success.
This is the end of the age of terror and death. This is the historic dawn of a new Middle East.
Netanyahu praising his American ally.
Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
Going off script, the president called on his Israeli counterpart to pardon Netanyahu, who was indicted for allegedly accepting expensive gifts, which he denies.
Cigars and champagne, who the hell cares about that?
The president then heading to Egypt for a peace signing ceremony with Arab nations and other world leaders who back the deal.
That was, again, as reported by NBC the other day. And I kind of like the way he went after some of these charges against Netanyahu involve, quote, bribery involving champagne and cigars. What the hell is that? The charges go deeper than that. It's kind of a gloss over, but it makes a good point. And I think right now that President Herzog has probably got to be weighing, do we continue with these charges against BB while we're trying to really stabilize the peace now that we have a peace deal signed? If he's guilty of some crimes, it's up to the Israelis to move forward if they choose to do so. A lot of people didn't like the fact that Trump even brought it up, that he should have stayed out of it. Don't bring up encouraging a pardon for Benjamin Netanyahu. Don't do that. Well, he did. But the Federalist has a piece written by M.D. Kittle. You're going to love the headline. The man the left calls a Nazi just signed a peace deal protecting millions of Jews. Right on point. Exactly right. So Kittle adds that Monday was a day of rejoicing, of gratitude for families and friends of the 20 last living hostages freed after 2 years of hell. Father of one, after reunited with his hostage son, told the Times of Israel, "This is the day the Lord has made known to us, and we will rejoice in it." Be suddenly a real promise for that area. And everyone recognizing Trump is behind it. In fact, CNN has pointed out by Kittle on the Federalist, no fan of Donald Trump, we all knew that, right? Forced to acknowledge that tens of thousands of those celebrating packing hostages square applauding the peace broker as he spoke to the Knesset. their chief international correspondent reported from the Tel Aviv Public Plaza. A rapturous applause for President Trump. His entire more than 1 hour long speech broadcast on that jumbotron behind me. And when he finished speaking, I don't know if you were able to hear it at all. They started playing Simply the Best by Tina Turner. Now that I did not know. See, I even learned something as we go through each program that I didn't know. But it is true, as Netanyahu said, no American president has ever done more for Israel. But as Kittle points out, this is one of those things that the left is still going to try to figure out, how do we get around this now? Can we call him Hitler when Hitler carried out genocide against the Jews? And this peace deal does, in fact, protect millions of Jews. And if they can call him a Nazi or even a fascist, but he's protecting millions of Jews. Days before the election that brought Trump back into the White House, as pointed out in the Federalist article, NBC News ran a remarkably biased, as it's written here, and absurd story headlined, "Trump and his allies insist he's not a Nazi." Then, of course, the corporate media overblew the coverage of everything. And when he addressed a rally at Madison Square Garden, NBC was among those leading the charge at, you know, several prominent Democrats, comparing this event to a German-American Bon Nazi rally at Madison Square Garden in the past. Trump said later at a campaign rally in Atlanta, "The newest line from Kamala in her campaign is that everyone who is not voting for her is a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite of a Nazi." Leftist leaders have not really stopped any of these claims. They're going to continue. But how strong is it when you look and see what the man has done for the state of Israel and Jews all around the world, basically? Trying to bring peace. One woman whose uncle was murdered by Hamas was reported as saying, "As a niece of one of the hostages, I have a lot of love for President Trump. He's the only one that really sealed the deal." Still another embracing her husband for the first time since he was ripped away from his wife and two young daughters. She said, "I had the faith that Trump would bring home the hostages." Unfortunately, the other part is the dead. Those who lost victims to the Hamas terrorist tactics are in the hands of the Hamas tunnels. They're acknowledging, the Red Cross even, acknowledging what I told you the other day. It will be a long time before all the bodies can be accounted for. They may not be able to find where they're buried, and they might be buried under massive rubble. But even beyond that, they might have basically been wiped from the face of the earth during some of the battling back between Hamas and the IDF. And why would that happen? Because Hamas, being the cowards they are, hiding behind Israelis and Jews and all the other hostages they took. And the families of those dead, they want their loved ones home so they can give them a proper resting place and have some closure. So for those who still want to call Trump Hitler, how are you going to explain that? Who else made this deal happen? Who else has brought peace to the Middle East in a way that we have not seen? Now, will it last? That's a question. I told you in the previous hour, and I'll repeat in case you missed it. I know sometimes you can't hear me all of each hour. That's why we had the podcast. But we have Hamas battling on the streets of Gaza, firing and shooting at citizens as they're trying to go after militia formed by some of the families that have survived. It's still a battle for control of Gaza, basically. But they're shooting down their own people. Hamas is shooting down other Palestinians. We knew they had done that previously, would not let them escape to a safe zone because they wanted to use them as human shields. We knew that. But now it's exposed for the world to see. Nobody is dying in Gaza right now because of Israeli forces. Not one shot has been fired since they withdrew to the boundary lines that had been established. We also have to be aware that outside Gaza, jihadists operating under another name will continue to carry out what they can. In Lebanon, the leaders are asking for Trump, can you help us deal with the jihadists that are in our midst? No, there will be no real peace until all the jihadists won't get what they want, and that is dead. But unfortunately, they'll be looking to take innocent people with them. You're still going to need to continue praying. All right, TikTok, that Chinese app that now has been kind of restructured to meet Trump's desire, and good for us. The algorithm is still pushing against Christians.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend Bob Leslie and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And it's Bear, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junk.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, we were talking earlier about how TikTok is still, while it's not Chinese-owned anymore, there's still a privacy issue and also an issue of political management, religious management, and targeting children, which is a key point to keep in mind here. As you know, President Trump had signed an executive order approving a deal to keep TikTok available in the U.S., but ByteDance had to divest or face a ban. Well, they've gone through that, but the algorithm is still the issue that kids that are using TikTok, it makes no difference who's using if they haven't changed the algorithm. According to the Wall Street Journal, this consortium of American companies to manage TikTok user data within the U.S. would allow ByteDance to copy the algorithm it uses to recommend content to users and then lease it to the new ownership. Now, a piece in The Federalist by Alan Rawley pointing out that TikTok is pushing sexual content to minors, while at the same time banning anything that has anything to do with Christianity. They did an investigation, a group called Global Witness, a group based in the UK, and they were looking at TikTok practices now. So these researchers were posing as 13-year-olds who created 7 new accounts on TikTok, UK, the one they have there, using factory reset phones with no search histories. They activated the app's restricted mode feature, which according to TikTok's own guidelines is meant to limit exposure to explicit content. And shockingly, as they write here, on 3 of the accounts, the algorithm suggested pornographic material immediately, even before any other searches were conducted. All 7 accounts soon encountered pornographic content with just a small number of clicks, ranging from women flashing to hardcore porn and more. So they're pointing out that even in a restricted mold, as they're doing UK and what we're trying to do here, the algorithm apparently continues to promote pornography to children as young as 13 and younger. TikTok says the minimum age requirement is 13, but they found in the UK exactly what I suspect is going on here. Children age 5 to 11 have profiles on the platform and use the app frequently. They are dubbed TikTots, TikTots, as in babies. Global Witness reported its findings to TikTok, and the company said, no, we took care of it. We took care of all that. Well, apparently they haven't. And in addition to that, in addition to pushing pornography to minors, they have an aggressive censorship of Christian content. This is according to the CEO of TruePlay. His company provides Bible-based mobile games for all ages, targeting users between 5 and 12. TruePlay, they say, aims to offer fun, safe, uplifting materials filled with God's teachings. TruePlay began advertising on TikTok in 2023. It seemed obvious because at the time, TikTok, one of the more popular, in fact, the most popular and influential social media platform globally. 2 billion users listed as of this last July. 2 billion. Since December 2023, TruePlay reports biweekly rejections of its ads from TikTok. The platform claims your ads, quote, may violate our policies by featuring or promoting sensitive religious content. Specifically, TikTok refers to its policy prohibits ads from displaying images of God, any God. And yet it would allow advertisements for other video games such as Diablo and Roblox, which promote violence, satanic imagery. Do you see a break in reality there? Yes. Well, back in March of this year, TikTok did suspend the account of True Play. They thought, well, we'll just get rid of you. We won't have to deal with you anymore. The question being raised in the Federalist article I've been referring to, how can Americans safely safeguard minors from the dangers of TikTok? They've had numerous investigations and fines, but it's unlikely the actual algorithm is going to be altered anytime soon. And they say allowing them to continue controlling that algorithm is like you buy a home and then you realize the previous owner still holds the key to the front door. How secure is your home? Not very. In summation, they add, it falls on American parents to take proactive measures to protect their children. Avoid allowing minors to use the TikTok app on their devices. Inspire them maybe to participate in things like reading books. Yeah, books. Outdoor playing. You know, in our house when the girls were growing up, we had a set time. No more TV after, I think, 7 o'clock, something like that. There wasn't much on TV that they could watch anyway at that point. Except on Sunday when Disney was really, the World of Disney was a great program and not harmful to children. But I did tell my girls, you can't do that, no more TV, so you might as well turn out your lights unless you're reading a book. Oh, if we're reading a book, we can stay awake. Yes, you can. You can read all night long. You know, parents, what happened next. 15 minutes later, their eyes are closed. Out for the night. Then you go in and turn off the lights as you remove the book gently from their hands. But y'all also point something out, especially for new parents. If your kids see you sitting around reading a book, reading a magazine, reading anything, they will begin to realize that reading is a good thing. Now, of course, the content is the issue. But kids have a greater interest in reading if they see their parents reading. But, of course, you're going to have to police what they're reading. And there's so many out there willing and waiting to prey upon your children. My kids were raised before cell phones were everywhere. In fact, I don't think they existed at all as they were in their teens. And it was tough enough then to try to keep content that you didn't want your kids to see. Watching a program you like. We would go to the theater sometimes when they have the PG-13 rating or something like that. And then ads would pop up for something that was obviously R-rated. Supposedly the movie industry said, we will not allow R-rated movies promoted during a PG-13 movie. Can't even show a preview of an R-rated. But they were doing it. Just hoping you weren't going to see them. The praise continues to fall around Donald Trump for what he did in brokering a peace in the Middle East. And even the Pakistani prime minister offered his praise.
Today, again, I would like to nominate this great president for Nobel Peace Prize, because I genuinely feel that he is the most genuine and most wonderful candidate for Peace Prize, because he has brought not only peace in South Asia, saved millions of people, their lives. And today, here in Sharm el-Sheikh, achieving peace in Gaza is saving millions of lives in the Middle East. Mr. President, I would like to salute you for your exemplary leadership, visionary leadership, and I think that you are the man this world needed most at this point in time.
Yeah. Now, if you had a little hard time following him in the beginning, he is speaking English. It's not obviously his first language. And how well do you speak? Well, he might be speaking in Pakistan. There is something like 70 regional languages. Urdu, I believe it's pronounced correctly. And in one area, this Sindhi. I may be off on the pronunciation because I don't speak those languages either. But he felt compelled to make sure you understood that even as a leader of Pakistan, he recognizes the value of what's happening in the Middle East and hoping that it will translate across the world. We would certainly hope so, wouldn't we? All right, well, our shutdown continues. Another day through, how many more to come? The government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson is now pushing a hard line, which has long been favored by the House Freedom Caucus. He has canceled some previously scheduled votes in the lower chamber, kept the House in extended recess, trying to put maximum pressure on Senate Democrats to accept the clean stopgap CR, the very one that would reopen the government, the very one that Chuck Schumer had endorsed back in March. So I like the way Johnson's going about this. And one of the things they did immediately was make sure our troops do not miss a paycheck. That's another shrewd move, long practiced by the Freedom Caucus. Pass a righteous bill in the House, then try to jam the Senate by leaving town. That's the way the Hill looks at it. Yeah, they would. You want to call it a shrewd move? It's just basically politics. Don't think the other side wouldn't try something like that if they could. And they have. But as the Hill states, this is all Johnson trying to pass a righteous bill in the House, saying we're doing the right thing, and then jam the Senate and get out of town. The Freedom Caucus hosted a press call with Johnson last week. And the House Freedom Caucus chair, Andy Harris, said, that call is history in the making, reflecting how far we've come as a movement from a small group of conservatives to a leading voice shaping the direction of policy in our country. Speaker Tim Jones, on in the afternoon with Christopher Arps, is a member of the Freedom Caucus leadership in Missouri. And there's talk about trying to make it bigger and bigger, not only in Missouri, but across the nation. The Hill wants to point out to you, though, I want to give you the other side of the story, has been much criticized this year, again, according to The Hill, as members repeatedly held up action on the mega bill of Trump's tax cut and spending priorities. But the group members agree the steep cuts in legislation were much larger than anyone predicted would be possible, due in part to stands the caucus made early in the process, and that its conservative influence on legislation is greater than ever. And they say that's a change other rank-and-file members are not happy with. Really? Well, then they maybe should get out of the way. We want Republicans, conservatives, to have the same philosophy as the House Freedom Caucus. But I have to tell you, there are those, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had been with the Freedom Caucus, saying, and we're not sure that we could continue to go down the road the Freedom Caucus wants us to take. I'm not sure that we can go down any other road to protect our nation and make it stronger. Because the roads they lay out before you had twists and turns and detours. You're never going to get to the end. I want to praise the Freedom Caucus Speaker Tim Jones, his leadership in Missouri, and all those others across the state and beyond the Missouri-Illinois borders and everywhere else. Keep pushing, guys. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.